From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Even though it took 2 years, Farmers for Free Trade is applauding the Senate confirmation of two important agricultural trade negotiators. The Senate confirmed Doug McCallop to serve as chief ag negotiator for the U.S. Trade Representative's Office and former Oregon Department of Ag Director Alexis Taylor as USDA Undersecretary of Ag Trade and Foreign Affairs. Executive Director Brian Kuhl says they're enormously pleased the Senate has confirmed these two champions for food and ag trade. Congress failed to include immigration solutions in the omnibus package, and the American Business Immigration Coalition Action Group isn't happy about it. Executive Director Rebecca Shee says they regret Congress failed to show the courage needed to advance immigration solutions for farm workers and farmers, for dreamers, the U.S. economy, and consumers. She says American farmers are struggling to find the workers they need to stay in business. House Democrats make no changes to their leaders on the Agriculture and Education and Labor Committees after losing majority. Georgia Representative David Scott will be the ranking member of the House Ag Committee, and Virginia's Bobby Scott will hold that post on the House Education and Labor Committee. Scott says he believes they've accomplished important groundwork for the 2023 Farm Bill and looks forward to meeting the needs of producers and consumers. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.